How does an advertising campaign come into existence? From the agency's point of view, the campaign starts when the company who wishes to advertise first comes to see the agency. This is known as the briefing stage. The company lays out for the agency what their particular problem is. Perhaps sales are sliding for a product. How do they win back market share? Perhaps they are not appealing to the younger market. How do they make their product more interesting to younger people? Perhaps they have lost some of their corporate image due to bad publicity or a recent industrial accident. How do they measure their consumers? There are many possible problems. At this briefing stage, the client explains all the factors which they believe to have led to their problem. In some cases, the client does not have a problem, but simply wants to launch a new product or to put an old product into a higher price bracket. The client gives the agency the goals which it has set itself and the time limit which it has. Also important at the briefing stage is the budget which the client company has set aside for its campaign. A typical example of a client's requirements at the briefing would be for the client to say, "We want to improve our sales by 4% in the under-25s market segment by the end of the year, and we have $7 million to do it." Having concluded the briefing, the agency executives connected with the account must familiarize themselves with the product in question. They all then must form ideas together as to how to fulfill the client's demands. Having done this, the client is called back to a rebriefing. At the rebriefing stage, it is not the client who is in the driving seat, but rather the agency. The agency highlights its ideas about the suggestions of the client. For example, perhaps the client's distribution networks are at fault and not his current advertising. Or perhaps the client wants to aim his product at a market segment which has less potential than another market segment. At rebriefing, the agency and client argue out their different points of view and agree on a common goal for the advertising campaign. These goals are never solid, and if during the campaign more information comes to light, they can be changed. It is only important that the agency has a general plan.